Hello, the Swipe Minister, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 102. 102. So we are going to straight to our fundamental scripture. And where is the fundamental scripture? From Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. If you've been listening to me, keep listening. I believe and I trust that the word God is laying it block after block, and the faith is being built. Faith is being built in you, okay? For the word of God is quick and powerful. This is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And now we took this scripture and we put it by 2 Timothy 3:16. And 2 Timothy 3:16 says what? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And when you look at scripture, you want it to profit you. It says profitable for doctoring. There's the borderline. Doctrine, number one. Number two, reproof. Number three, correction. And then number four, instruction in righteousness. So we have talked about doctrine, that doctrine is teaching. I gave another definition, try to explain to you so that you can understand it. And now we come to the point where we are looking at what? Reprove. Reprove. And the next one is also, the after reproof is correction. So sometimes when you look at reproof, say, but why is reproof and correction not the same thing? So I will now show you what the difference between reproof and correction, because it says number two for reproof, number three for correction. So when we say reproof, we are talking about the evidence. The scriptures forms are, or the scriptures form our base for evidence. The evidence we have, the evidence we see in the scripture. And another way to look at it is common definition is the act of reproving. So reprove is R-E-P-R-O-O-F, but reprove means is spelled R-E-P-R-O-V-V-E. So the act of reproving or censoring or rebuking, an expression of rebuke. So a kind of rebuke. And Proverbs 15:32 says it so nicely. Say, whoever ignores instruction despises himself, but he who listens to reprove gains intelligence. That is Proverbs 15:32. So when you listen to reprove, you gain intelligence. That is when you are rebuked. But even then, in this one, it's not just a rebuke, but evidence. What this one gives you, the evidence. Scripture is evidence for you to be able to go through the Bible and see what God is saying, be able to check, look at it and see, is what I'm hearing the right thing? What is the Bible saying? Because some Christians receive the word but never go back to check. But you have to check by going back into the Bible to look at it. Look at it. Sometimes when you pick a scripture, the scripture is in the one verse, and then you pick it and it can mean something else. It will be a deviation. But if you could read the preceding verse and the verse before it, then you can lay down the evidence. You can really have the evidence for what you are saying. You look at this, you look at, that's why we're looking at all scripture is given by inspiration. That is 2 Timothy 3:16. But I went back to the preceding verse to be able to help us. Because when immediately we saw the preceding verse, it's giving you so much understanding. Now when you come to the four tenets of scripture, which is that is doctrine, reproof, correction, and then instruction in righteousness, it is not clearer for you. Hallelujah. So I believe that these things I'm saying to you, they are a blessing to you. It is something that you did not know. Maybe you did not know, but now you know. The scripture is meant for doctrine. Doctrine, simply teaching. You can listen to the previous episode and see all the other definitions I gave to it. Now, for reproof, which is evidence, but also a rebuke, a way of censoring. Rebuke. Hallelujah. You're so blessed by...